RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. J.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano. Welcome to the premiere episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined by my co-host, John Romano. Well, just when we thought we couldn't make any stupider decisions, John, along comes After Hours.
I have this vision of Hugh Hefner in a smoking jacket with a pipe, you know, and thinking about, you know, this is a good idea, Dave, After Hours, you know, with the Whack Pack and hanging out. But then I just realized there are a room full of guys.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It was the other show is getting so disruptive that I figured let's just move the disruption onto another whole show of its own. And anyone who likes to listen to disruption after hours, you know, after 10 p.m. at night when most people are home sleeping, can tune into the show.
Yeah, it's the bodybuilding version of like the Letterman show or something.
Now, just to give you a little visual, I know you're not here in the studio, but I have Jimmy the Bull sitting here. I have Mr. G. I have his brother, Bobby Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
I have Good Day Made here, a new member of the Whack Pack from all the way from South Africa. And I have Mr. G's son here, actually, too, hanging out in the room.
And beyond.
Cool. Now, Mr. G is in costume, I would imagine.
He's in full wig and regalia, yes. He has smoke machine set up. He has music ready to play, but I don't think he's going to talk until we let him do his intro. So let me just say
this being radio, he has his full complement of visual aid.
Right. He's prepared for when the TV show starts. But let's talk to Jimmy first, because Jimmy was the first, actually got here on time today, which I was very proud of. And I didn't even hear his motorcycle pull up. What did you drive your truck, Jimmy?
Oh yeah, well you saw the weather outside, right?
I haven't been out yet.
Yeah, it's raining, it's miserable, it's damp, it's cloudy. I can't ride that.
You know, Jimmy, I got couple people have been posting on the board, Jimmy, that they feel that you're a tamer, more timid bull ever since you came over to the new show.
Well, there's no alcohol here.
I got wine in the fridge.
I need a glass of wine when I get on the show. I mean, I'm sitting here, dry.
Bianca, go fill up a glass for him.
Yeah, give me a little glass of Red Merlot over here. You know, I'm Italian, so I need my wine, right?
Did you ever see the movie Sideways, Jimmy, where they go wine drinking?
No.
You ever see that show, that movie, John, with Paul Giamatti?
No, I did not.
Well, they go through the wine country and they go wine drinking, and Paul Giamatti is like a real wine connoisseur, and he hates Merlot. He said, there's no way you'll get me to drink Merlot. They're trying to like go on a date with these two girls, and I guess they like Merlot. He's like, there's no way. I'm not going. No Merlot.
No, Merlot's good, man. I'm having a little consideration here because, you know, now we're in the studio. Right. And we have other people sitting here, so I'm giving people the chance. You know, usually I'm on the phone. I'm just screaming. You know how I get on the phone, you know. Yeah. So now I'm in a room. I got a little consideration. I got George with the wig here. I stare at him half the time. I don't know. You know what
I mean?
You
get turned on by that?
I don't know what to make of him. So, half the time I'm looking at him. I don't know if I want to do him or, shake his hand with that wig.
See, now that episode of Brokeback Mountain that he saw has really changed him.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, it did.
It softened him.
I'm disturbed from that movie.
I think it softened you up.
I think you've been irreparably damaged.
It was the tent scene that got me.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I visualize with George here with that wig, maybe. I don't know. Maybe later. We'll try it.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, you're scaring me, Jim. Come on.
I need some wine. God. Where's the wine?
Get him a glass of wine.
Now, Jim, wasted.
I don't know if you know this, John, but Colette went for this audition for the Biggest Loser TV show. They're fielding new coaches, you know, people, trainers. And I told her not to go. I told her it would be a waste of time because, you know, they don't want big female bodybuilders. But evidently they were interested in, finding a few good men, so to speak. And Colette mentioned they wanted a guy who was like an army-ish guy with tattoos, you know, who shouted a lot, intimidating looking. So Colette thought, hey, Jimmy Pelleggi would be great. So she, of course, Jimmy has no organizational skills whatsoever. So Colette put together a whole little resume for him and portfolio and sent it in. And from what we hear, Jimmy's up on the chalkboard as one of the potential, possible coaches they're going to be selecting this year.
No kidding.
That's right. I hope I didn't jinx you, Jimmy, by saying this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't believe he's mentioning that on the radio.
You know what? Him and Colette were whispering. I'm like,
maybe you got to edit that out, Jeff, later on.
I'm like, why are you guys whispering? He's like, oh, I don't want to. The spirits.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to really talk about that stuff, John. You know,
you're not supposed to talk about doing Mr. G in a wig is what you're not supposed to be talking about.
Well, you got to see the wig, man. Then you
understand. I don't care if he looks like Cher. I don't care. He's a guy.
Oh, for Cher, for sure.
Don't worry about spirits.
Then he was hitting on. Then Jimmy was hitting on the girl grooms my dogs, who's like 22 years old.
A mother too,
and a mother,
and a mother too, John.
That's at least redeeming.
That's right. Now I got to also, you know, now I'm going to wait for Jimmy to get a little bit of the wine into him before I continue talking to him. But I want to talk to.
Oh, you actually got wine?
I got wine. I'm getting you a glass. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to talk to Bobby Smalls for a little bit.
Biggie Smalls for the Whack Pack.
Bobby Smalls.
I thought it was Pickenham. Slim Pickens.
No, Bobby Pickens.
Bobby Pickens, because he used to pick his nose when he was a kid.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Now, Bobby, tell us the story about John Bacedow. He's been torturing me for the last week about John Bacedow. You know who John Bacedow is, John?
Yeah, the fitness celebrity with the program on the infomercial.
Right. He evidently lives on Long Island. I guess he trains at the same gym that Bobby does.
But I still haven't. No one has ever defined for me what fitness celebrity is.
Maybe Bobby. Maybe you can do it.
Very simple. He's first of all, there's Biggie Smalls here in the house. He's a marketing genius. He's got people behind him. He's sold over 3 million tapes within the last 2 years. The guy's made more money in selling tapes than any other fitness guru out there in the industry.
I don't know about that, but he's made a lot of money.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
whenever Bobby says that, you know it's not.
First of all, if you guys watch TV, you see him at least 6-7 times a night after 10 o'clock. Everyone's seen him.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
He's got that one pose, you know, where he kind of cocks his abs to the sides there. And
I hate that pose. It reminds me of True Adonis.
Charlie Arms hates that pose, too. It drives him nuts.
John,
drives me nuts. He's got the biggest nipples I've ever seen on a man in my entire life. He's got areolas the size of freaking saucers.
And what is his fame to claim? Fitness made simple.
That's right.
Fitness made simple.
Are you making clothing for him? Is that the idea now?
Well, I'm going to be doing some T-shirts and stuff for starters, and he wants to come on the radio show. I was talking to him within a couple of weeks.
You think he'll do it after John made fun of his nipples?
Hopefully he's not listening to this show. I don't know if he knows about the Whack Pack.
Yeah, everyone knows about After Hours with the Whack Pack.
Everyone. And so not only did I make fun of his nipples, we also made fun of the pose. You know Charlie Arms hates him. The guy's never going to be on the show, so forget it.
No. But we probably have a better chance of getting King Kamali on the show.
with his new supplement. What's that called?
He's got a new supplement line called plasmolysis. Plasmosis, it's called.
Plasmosis. I thought it was pismosis.
No, plasmosis. Actually, I think Kamali should definitely send us a thank you email for plugging his new product line.
Yeah, right.
He's got a video on YouTube with him and Robbie Lopez, like, hyping the product up. It looks like they just got out of like the Sound Factory, and they headed over to the gym, and they juiced Robbie Lopez up with some plasmosis, and he starts hitting poses, and you know, I love Robbie Lopez. I think he's like the greatest character of all time.
He's so funny, and with a dead straight face, how he talks about how, you know, I've been taking supplements for 20 years, and this is the first supplement that I can really feel working right away. And then Kamali weighs 490 pounds. At 87% body fat, and points his finger at, you heard it right here.
Now, I was thinking about this, John.
What a comedy.
Yeah, but you know
what? You know they were rolling their faces off at Sound Factory when they came up with that concept.
Wouldn't you think that they would have been better off coming up with like an herbal ecstasy type pill, like to help your sex life and to make you feel relaxed after the gym? I would have bought it from them, wouldn't you have?
Yeah, how novel, an NO2 product, just what the market needs.
I think Blackman's got like a ninth generation one coming out, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but if anybody says it, though, they won't be allowed to be working MD, though.
That's right. You know, as you know, the new, I call it the new Blackman policy is, it's kind of like, you know, what McCarthyism was here in this country. It's the Blackmanism is if you work with RX Muscle and Dave and John, then you can't work with MD. So,
yeah, but the upshot is that because of that edict, we've been getting all these people in the industry that have been strung along for 2, 3, 4 months at a time without getting paid. We're getting them all paid.
I know.
That's the greatest thing about it.
Yes, it is.
Once again, he shoots himself in the foot.
Yeah, for the 100th time in the last 2 months.
I know. Imagine he could still walk.
I want to say hello to another one of the newer Whack Packers, Good Day Mate, who is my good friend from South Africa, who Mr. G seems to think is from Australia. You around here?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it, John? How are you?
How are you? Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Back in the studio. I hope you missed me. Missed you guys. Good to see you all again.
I still haven't gotten any Mac oil.
I got to send it to you. Now, I got Good Day Mate has been staying in the city. He's never been to New York City before. He's never been in this country before coming out here a few weeks ago. And I called him the other day and I said to him, I said, what's going on? And he's like, I lost my girlfriend in what did you, she, you lose her in Macy's?
Oh, my God.
He's like, I think she's up to 10 grand already on the credit card.
I tell you, John, Dave, that day was such a nightmare. I spent like 3 hours trying to find her. She went mad in that Macy's store. I mean, it's 9 floors high. It was packed. You couldn't move.
What did she buy?
Oh, and what didn't she buy, man? That place is crazy. Everything's on sale. It's just so much to do.
Well, give me an idea of like what you buy for $10,000.
Clothes, shoes, everything. You know, woman, jewelry, watches. Women don't stop. I mean, we literally spent 5 hours in just that store. That's like a whole day.
Wow.
Yeah, that is.
That's ridiculous. It's crazy.
The main Macy's on 33rd Street,
yes,
right?
Yes, the main Macy's. It's crazy. You couldn't even move. There were so
Times
many people.
Square.
Wow.
So much for the bad economy, John.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I was saying to Dave, John, that I'm walking around the streets of New York. Everybody's buying. Restaurants are full. People are buying clothes, watches. Where's this bad economy?
Yeah, AIG executives are getting millions of dollars in bonuses with federal bailout money. I mean, it's a big party.
Well, because people are still charging stuff on their credit card. That's why.
You know, it's. I've said this since all of this news about the economy has come out. Because, you know, we're still traveling. We're still going around. Absolutely, there are some people out there that are suffering. And in some places, the unemployment rates have increased. But overall, there has not been a slowdown in any city in America that I have seen. We were just in Columbus, Ohio, supposedly a depressed area. You know, they're talking to the cab drivers. All the restaurants are packed. Everybody's going out. Everybody's shopping. Where's the problem?
I don't know, John. I'm not from here. I'm from South Africa. So either people just live on credit, or either the news and everybody, it's just a hype, or it's just fooling the public. I really don't know. I'm sure you guys who live here will probably know more. Maybe Dave can give us a wrap up.
I have no idea, but I will tell you one thing. I know Mr. G's business has not gone down, and he's all personal service. So,
right.
Mr. G, you ready to say a word on the show, or are you still preparing your intro? He wants us to cue up his intro. All right.
Oh, wait, all right.
Yes, they have smoke to the smoke machine.
He's got a.
There it comes.
The smoke machine's on, of course, ruining the audio of our.
That's gonna sound like terrible.
Right, once it sprays its smoke, Mr. G, turn the thing off.
But why is he spraying smoke for a radio show?
The room looks great if we had a video going.
There it is. This is Mr. G, and I am the truth. Listen to Heavy Muscle Radio. If you and you and you and yes, all of you get ready for WrestleMania, want to hear the truth.
First of all, you said the wrong radio show, number one. Number two,
anything's wrong with that, you know?
Number two, he poisoned us with smoke and he threw confetti in my room, which the dogs are now eating.
He just got confetti in my wine, this motherfucker.
And he blew out my $500 microphone.
Oh, so they get a rough message. John, this is Biggie Smalls. I'm trying to survive the smoke. There's a smoke machine. Open up the windows, Dave.
Get high.
Dave, do something.
All right, guys.
Dave, take control of that situation.
It's impossible. It's impossible. We've lost control of the show once again.
Oh, good Lord.
Do you have anything valid to say, Mr. G, or is that just going to be the intro?
How's everybody doing? How this
no, we're
show?
Asking you about the economy. It? How is your business doing?
First of all, I don't watch the news. I don't listen to it. I don't read it. I'm like going to create my own economy. I'm going to create my own world.
You've already done
smoky
that.
Smoky one. Smoky world.
I agree with Dave.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell everyone out there, do not watch the news. Don't listen to it. Don't read it because it's going to tell you that everything's bad. Ain't anything bad unless you think it is. I mean, people are still opening up brand new businesses. Look, we're starting a new radio show. Dave's got a new supplement company. So you can definitely prosper out there. You just got to believe in yourself. There'll never be a good time to do anything if you watch the news. So there'll never be a right time. The right time is now when you decide to do something.
Good day, mate.
Now, I was reading one of the articles that we post up on the front of the website, John, called Stuff I Like. And every week, John Koenig writes about stuff he likes, new products and coming out. Well, he put in the article last week, I don't know if you read it, the best quote from last week's Heavy Muscle Radio show was from Mr. G, and I'm going to read it, and I quote, "I don't know what I'm talking about, but this might make sense." That's Mr. G. So
that's his mantra.
That's his mantra.
Quote.
Yeah. Jimmy, you knocked off a glass of wine already there. How you doing?
I'm almost done, man. I'm getting a good buzz on. I haven't had anything to eat today. So basically, I'm almost in a tripping mode over here.
Well, that is your food.
But it's just some good stuff, by the way. You know? What's the name of this stuff anyway, Dave?
It's not Merlot. I don't like Merlot.
Real men don't drink Merlot.
It's Shiraz or something like that.
There Shiraz. I do Shiraz. Shiraz is good. Yeah.
Jim, you'll drink pain thinner.
Absolutely. I actually have. But this wine will do fine for right now.
Now, John, there's a new website out there. I can't take credit for this because Valentino sent this to me. I want to see what Jimmy thinks about this. I should have sent him the link before the show. It's called peanutbutterfarts.com.
Oh, my God. I saw it.
You did see it.
I was home the other night, right? And I go on my computer, and I'm looking at stuff. My daughter's sitting next to me. She's 12 years old. All of a sudden, I pull up this link. It says peanut butter farts on it, right?
Who sent you the link, Dave?
No.
Oh, Greg Valentino.
Oh, Greg.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there, and my daughter's like, "Oh, Dad, let's see that. Peanut butter farts." I says, "I don't think so, Sam. It doesn't look too good." You know, so I shut it down right away because I knew if it was coming from Greg, it was going to be something nasty. Yeah. And actually, I played it after my daughters left. They went back to their mothers. I said, "Let me see what this is about." It was disgusting, man. It was something I would have done to that guy that raped that girl. You know what I mean? With the gorilla. It was the same thing. I mean, I don't want to talk because your son's over here, but, you know.
It was basically a female with peanut butter smeared on her butt.
Yeah, I mean, I never see it. I mean, what the hell is that?
I don't know. And then she was farting.
Fought through the peanut butter.
I
don't understand that logic. I mean, but whatever, you know.
Did it turn you on?
It was entertaining.
Did it turn you on?
I was looking for the jelly. I'll be honest with you. I would have threw a little jelly on it. I would have had a little buffet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, well, it was cool.
That reminds me of a good joke.
What's that?
A good joke. What's the last thing you hear when a pubic hair hits the floor?
What?
No idea. All right, that's good.
I didn't get it. Can you explain that?
I didn't get it either. But
spitting it out.
You know, when you start drinking, everything makes sense. I liked it,
George. What's the last thing you hear when a pubic hair hits the floor? You spit the pubic hair out.
Dave, we're used to living with almost no pubic hair.
Yeah, I'm into the shaved look. I like the shaved look.
I like the shaved look, too. I'm with Dave on that.
Mr. G must be with some pretty nasty looking.
I don't mind the peanut butter either, John.
A second. Good day, mate.
Everybody.
Good day, mate. They don't
good day,
shave
mate.
In South Africa.
I thought he's from Australia.
Good day, mate. They're both the same places, Australia and South Africa. It's the same country. Is it the same country?
Do you have a globe there so you can show him how far apart Australia and South Africa are from each other?
His relatives came over in the Mayflower. What does he know?
No, they came on the bottom of the ship, you mean?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they were in chains.
Dave, does John... Hey, Dave, does John know about your White Sox? Can we talk about it?
It is a gray area.
I was going to mention that, but I don't know if Dave
wants to. I pick on everyone else.
John's got to know about this. Yeah. You come into the studio.
I thought when I came to this house, I thought I was seeing David Bowie with that freaking White Sox kind of thing.
This is Biggie Smalls here. If we had a black high heel on that foot,
I would have been very, very worried about this guy.
Let me tell you, I was walking down my steps the other day, and I twisted my ankle, and for some reason, I thought I tore my quad. It turns out it's some kind of an adductor muscle, and, you know, my leg is like four times the size that it normally is because of all the blood in there and everything like that.
It actually looks good.
So I put a pressure stocking on, which I have to admit, it does look a little effeminate, on the lower part of my leg to prevent the fluid from getting down there.
Effeminate.
Not to mention the two little killer dogs that land by him.
Oh, yeah, I got Abby and Bella guarding my feet here, too, so, you know.
Wow, I need some more wine over here.
Give me another glass.
Just put a nipple on the bottle and give it to
get the confetti out of
I'll
it, too.
I'll take a glass, too.
Mr. G doesn't drink.
Oh, no, not Mr. G.
Good day, mate. Is Jeff the producer there? Do we have him today?
Jeff is here in the background, holding it down.
He's producing.
He doesn't have a microphone to speak, and we got too many people in the studio. Now, Jimmy, I got another story to tell you because there's a very sad
news
story.
Please tell me a story.
This is sad. You're probably going to get up there with the 800 pound gorilla story.
Go ahead.
There's a guy from Austria who pleaded guilty.
This kid's never going to be the same after the show.
Oh, this is sick. No, wait to hear this.
Jimmy, this is pretty bad.
Go ahead. What happened? Stop at the beginning. I got lost.
There's a guy from Austria, okay?
Austria.
Who pleaded guilty to imprisoning his daughter for 24 years under the house in the basement, consistently raping her and fathering seven children with her. Meanwhile, him and his wife lived upstairs in the house. And the daughter and the seven kids, or six kids, I think one died, never saw like light for like 24 years. Some of the kids are as old as 20 years old. And the guy was saying he didn't do anything wrong. And then finally, they showed a video by this woman who's now 41 years old, and it broke him down, and he admitted to doing it and all the negligence here.
Oh, where was the wife during all this?
She claims that she
didn't. That's what I want to know.
The wife claims she knew nothing about it. And listen to this. He actually brought three of the kids upstairs, and he said he found them abandoned.
Wait! He fathered all these children.
Yeah, they were his. Yeah,
wasn't she like wondering where these children came from?
Well, this is what happened. The kids were all downstairs.
They just popping out of the fucking basement?
No, they were
you know, she had to know something.
Like popping fresh.
So oh, hi, honey. By the way, we got another baby here. Oh, that's nice, honey. Where'd the baby come from?
Didn't she ever know where her daughter went?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. What about the daughter? And where's all these babies coming from?
I don't know. It's very
suspicious. Does that make sense to you, John?
It's just the sickest tangle of craziness I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well,
First of all, wouldn't the wife miss the daughter for 24 years if she's in the basement? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe
where
he said she
died. Daughter?
I don't know. Maybe she said she died.
Where the hell did you get this story?
It's on the news. And listen to this. It's even more sick.
American news or some foreign
international
country,
news?
Right,
no,
right.
International news.
Really?
It's headline
like
news.
Like BBC? You talking about?
This is headlines all over the place.
I never heard anything like that in my life.
Yeah, he actually supposedly didn't even talk. He would just go down there, rape her, and then come back up and wouldn't even talk to her. This girl was in isolation for like basically.
Well, they obviously fed her, right? I mean, you know,
I would assume so. Yeah,
they kept her alive. Right? Yeah.
The wife had to know. There's no way how.
That's got to be one of the sickest stories I've ever heard. They should make a movie out of that thing because that's like
it's unbelievable almost.
So what happened to the wife and the husband? Did they get busted?
Husband pleaded guilty. He's going to probably do the rest of his.
How did they catch them?
That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly of how. I think they somehow escaped or something like that.
They escaped.
Well, there was like seven of them against him, you know. I mean, eventually, you know, he's 71 years old, the guy.
71 years old, man. I never heard of it. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, pretty sick.
No, I'm serious. So what are they going to do now? They're going to give him like life in prison?
Well, I'm trying. They're taking
him. Skin his balls back. What are they going to do to this guy? I want to know what they're going to do. That's what I want.
You
want
to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
You want to know what they're going to do?
Yeah, I want to know what they're going to do. Yeah.
You want to know?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
He ain't going to live more than a week in jail. Are you kidding me? In jail?
No, no, no.
Forget about it.
You see, back when I said I think that, you know, they should have punishments to fit the crimes. I'm a true believer of that.
Yeah, his punishment is
the gorilla and the honey.
Well, they should get a little more than that. I think they should actually, like, be skinned alive. Her vagina should be turned. I mean, I can't speak of it. I mean, there's a lot of things they could really do to punish these people.
Hey.
I mean, that's just, I never heard of a crime like that.
I've been in jail.
Think about it.
There's gorillas in jail.
Hey, John, you must be really
gorillas in jail. I mean, no, but this is like a horrific crime. I never heard anything like that.
No, I know.
That's just, who's going to, how can you replace 24 years of this girl's life?
You can't. You can't.
You know what I'm saying, John?
How about the kids who were raised in the basement? They never saw light for 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. How could you make that up to these people? I mean, how could you? What do you have to?
Their lives are ruined.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Sending him to prison for the rest of his life is
that's worthless.
Not enough.
No, that's worthless, man. That's worthless. This guy should be dragged by wild horses down every city street for the next 6 months, you know, until the guy dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should visualize, they should film it and put it on national TV. You know what I'm saying? They got to do something. They're just locking the guy away.
Get great ratings too.
Oh, absolutely.
Sick people we have out there.
The best way, I'm telling you, they should bring back the Coliseum.
It was like George Carlin. You ever hear George Carlin had this idea for the Suicide Channel? You know, you get people to kill themselves on the air. He goes, yeah. You know, you have like you get like 100 people to jump off the Grand Canyon together, and you film live
hands,
on pay-per-view. Yeah,
I think that's great.
You know, he said you could get people to do anything, he goes, in this society.
You know, let me tell you something. Long story short, I don't know, I remember there was riots in L.A., you know, it was fires, and people were looting.
Right.
I was there.
Okay, yeah.
After the Rodney King trial.
You see, you don't understand something. People, and I'm not talking about everybody, but there's a lot of animals out there. You know, and if there was no law, and like the stuff with the fire, you see what happens to society, right?
Oh, it breaks down, yeah.
It breaks down, and just people go ballistic, man. Because that's really what's out there. It's like the law is holding these people back. So you had a show like that, like a Coliseum, where lions tore these hardcore criminals apart. It would be the number one show on the air.
Let me tell you something.
The ratings would be like unbelievable to have something like that.
You're probably right.
Hey, guys, you want to know some
scary... I'm going to see about putting that together. Go ahead.
Some scary stories. John, Dave, listen to this, guys. Back in South Africa, you want to hear some real big... Watch the news. This is nothing what you just heard about this story in Austria. I mean, you get... Down back there, you get three-month-year-old babies getting raped every day, man. Things are...
Who would rape a three-month baby, old baby?
That's sick. That's
I can't...
Beyond.
You know what it is? I really can't take you seriously with that hat on. If you take the hat off...
Good day, mate.
If you take that safari, whatever you got on here...
Good day, mate.
I'll listen to you.
All right. Mr. G's
you and mate. This guy with the wig here, I can't look this way. I got to look to the left.
Mr. G brought a good day mate his own hat, his Outback hat. So he's got
John, the guy comes into the studio for the first time, and George is dressing him up. What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, it's radio. That's the number one thing.
Yes, I'm saying it's radio number one. Number two, he's dressing the guy up, and no disrespect to you. I don't know, because I really don't know you that well, but the hat... You know, the store, the wig, I mean, you know, it's crazy over here.
Next thing, they'll get a wig on you, Jimmy. You don't have any hair.
Dave with the white sock. If I knew we had the sock, I would have brought the heel today. I would have brought the black shoe.
Jimmy's wearing clogs.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I got the clogs on, yeah.
Jimmy's the odd man out here.
Now when we shop for sponsors for this show, we can go to the pressure stocking company.
Well, we can go anywhere. Sure. Go to the gay channels. We could do anything. We could do anything over here.
We're not that gay friendly yet, Jimmy. Sorry, but after the Brokeback Mountain story,
well, it's a big market, brother.
Did you hear this story, John? A cop, a former Bellevue police officer, was fired for being overweight.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, well, he went to the Nebraska Court of Appeals, and they overturned the decision on some kind of a serious, like, technicality, almost. You know, the guy is, you probably saw the picture online, the guy is enormous, you know.
Huge.
And, you know, it's sad. The guy got off, I mean, in the sense he got back on the job because of they made a small technical mistake when the way they released him. But the guy is, you know, dysfunctional as a cop because, I mean, he's just tremendously fat. He's got to be over almost
50
pounds. He's 500 pounds. He's got to be.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jimmy? Should cops...
I think there's nothing wrong with that because the guy could roll down the window and shoot from the window. he don't got to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
But don't you think the police officers should maintain some sort of conditioning, you know, to be able to pursue criminals?
Yeah, I do. All jokes aside, I do believe that police officers should be somewhat of shape. Like when I was in the Marine Corps, like every year we had to qualify for physical training. You know, we had to run so many miles under so many minutes, right. So many pull-ups. And I don't know if the cops have stuff like that, but
well, they're saying they do, and he couldn't pants.
No, I know they have, like, when they come out of the academy, they have, like, they have to, you know, qualify coming out of the academy. But then what happens after the academy? You turn into a fat bastard, start eating donuts? I don't think that's every year they should be put to a test, a physical training, like the military, you know? Should be able to run 3 miles in 25 minutes at least.
I mean, what happens if he chases a criminal down and he has a heart attack because he's out of shape?
Well, that's what's going to happen.
He's going to sue the police department.
No, he's going to have a heart attack, drop dead. The next criminal's going to pop his gun out of his holster and shoot the cops. You know what I mean? You got to be, you should be, you know, in shape. You should have some combat skills, martial arts. You know, it should be trained. You know, it's like a military, no?
I think so.
You're fighting criminals.
You know, it reminds me one time in L.A. I was riding my motorcycle, and I came up on a motorcycle cop, and you know they ride those. They at that time they were riding the Kawasaki KZ-1000s, the cop bikes, big, you know, road bike. You sit very straight up and down on that bike, and I buzz up behind them. You know, this guy is sitting straight up and down. He looked no lie. He looked like a pickle barrel. This guy was so fat, and the buttons on his shirt were pulling apart so bad. He looked like he was busting out of his skin. He was so freaking fat sitting on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's a poor representation of a police officer. Now, John.
Well, it's a good donut commercial, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but could you take a guy? Let me tell you something. I got pulled over one time by this female. She was gorgeous. I wanted to ask her out. She was writing me a ticket. But in back of my mind, I wanted to ask her for a date because she was a beautiful blonde. I couldn't take her serious, you know. Like, she came up to the car. I called her sweetheart. She got a little mad with that. But, you know, the girl was, she was good looking. Right? That guy wasn't drinking any wine because I would have got out of the car and I would have tried to lay some moves on her. But, you know, she wrote me the ticket anyway. I never got the date. But, you know, a gorgeous girl like that, a cop, it just, you know.
It worked better for you than the fat slob, huh?
Yeah, it did.
But the fat slob probably would have let you off.
Yeah, he probably would have. Yeah.
Was that how it tied in? I was looking for the tie-in.
The tie-in is that he got a ticket.
Throw him a donut, take off.
He got a ticket. The fat guys usually like you, Jimmy, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I can just picture Jimmy calling the hot blonde cop sweetheart.
Oh, she was gorgeous. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a quick story. I was riding down the road with that. I was arguing with my ex-wife. I used to have a habit of smashing my cell phones when I used to talk to her, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
I smashed about maybe, no exaggeration, maybe 15 to 18 cell phones. All right? My furniture, my house. I mean, that girl cost me a lot of money besides the courts. I mean, I went through a lot of furniture, too.
That's why he's got no money left.
So I'll make a long story short. I throw my cell phone out the car window on New York Avenue. And then I was so mad at my ex that I drove down. I made a U-turn with the truck, and I ran the cell phone over. All right? That's how mad. I visualized it was her. You know what I'm saying? I threw it out the window, went down the street, made a U-turn, came back, and ran the ran the cell phone over, right? So now I'm saying, oh my God, I said, the chip is in there. What an asshole I am. All the information is in there, right? So now I get out of the car, and I'm looking for this phone all over the street, right? I had it tanked up on and stuff. So all of a sudden, this cop pulls over, and she was a good-looking female, right? And she says, is everything okay? Because she saw me going up and down the street, you know.
Yeah.
I had my car parked in the middle of New York Avenue. I said, listen, I says, I had a little thing. I says, I threw my cell phone. I smashed it. I said, now I realize that the chip's got all my information. I got to find the phone. I got to get the chip, you know? So the girl got out. She started, helped me. You know, she was looking for, you know.
Did you find it?
No, I never found it. But, you know, the girl was gorgeous. I asked her for a date. She said yes.
Really?
Know. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, you know.
What happened?
Cool. I never went out on a date with her because I let it go. But, you know, the girl was gorgeous and whatever. But that's what I'm saying about the cops. Back up.
The girl was gorgeous.
Yeah.
You asked her out on a date.
Yeah.
You didn't go, but no. Mr. G is turning you on with a wig. This movie Brokeback Mountain ruined you.
It ruined you.
You're wrecked. You need to go to for therapy.
Knowing him, was that when you were still hanging out with Carrie?
No, I was actually already split up with Carrie, and I was dating another girl at the time. So
he was being good.
I was being good, exactly. Yeah, sure. I could have went through with it, but I didn't.
He was being good. He asked her out.
I know. He wanted to see me still at it.
Hey, John, you know what they say? You know, the hunt is better than the kill. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh my God.
A lot of times I meet girls, I ask them out, I never follow through because I just want to see if I can get that number. You know what I mean? That's the thrill of the hunt.
Speaking of getting numbers, John, we have a next week's show is I have a pickup artist coming on as a guest, so
yeah.
to teach the Whack Pack how to pick up chicks.
I thought the guy was going to be here today.
He was, but he was busy teaching the seminar.
I was going to pick his brain. I couldn't wait till he came.
Next week.
I could really use some help over here.
You got to wait till next week.
I got to wait a week now. Everything's a wait. I can't stand it. You know, John? Wait for this. Wait for that.
Life is a big, long line, Jimmy.
Yeah, it sucks, right?
But I do remember when Jimmy was going through his cell phone every week. He was kept showing me his new phone. I'm like, you got another new phone?
I remember that. I saw him, he had a new cell phone.
Forget about the phone. How about my fire? I used to throw my chairs out the back door, my kitchen table. Let me tell you something. One time I got an order for Metrics. I just got the phone from my ex-wife. I was fuming with arguing with her. I don't know what the hell I was arguing about. I smashed the phone, and I started opening up my box that Metrics used to send me, product, right?
Yeah, used to give it to me, all
so,
the stuff.
Yeah, so I'm opening up the box, and all of a sudden all the popcorn started going all over the place, right? That little popcorn that
the styrofoam.
Yeah. Peanut. So now I take the vacuum out. I'm trying to clean up the popcorn. It's all over the place. It's jamming up the vacuum. I start getting even more mad. So now I take the vacuum. I take it by the electric cord. I'm swinging it around like a cowboy. And I throw it out the back door, right? And I start throwing the chairs out there. Now, meanwhile, my tenant is washing his car in the front yard, right? He's out there. It's a nice summer day. He's got the music on. He's washing the car. And all of a sudden, he sees from the side of the house all these kitchen chairs, the table, the vacuum. And then I jump onto the side of the house, and I'm actually jumping up and down in the vacuum. And all of a sudden, I look to the right, and there's the guy. He's looking at me. I look like I was out of my mind, right? So I stopped, and I realized that the guy was looking at me, and I'm smashing all this shit because I'm in rage right now, right? And I said, Danny. I says, I'm a Sicilian. And he looked at me and he goes, I understand. And I says, okay. And I went ruthless, back to
ruthless aggression.
Yeah. I left all the shit on the side of the
house. You were swinging the vacuum cleaner by the cord like you said, a cowboy?
Yeah, like I know when a cowboy's getting ready to like get a cattle with the, like, you know, I had the vacuum like that, John. And I was swinging the vacuum around the house like that. I tossed it out the back door. And then I went as far as jumping out the back door and attacking the vacuum. I was jumping on stuff. I threw it on the side of the house. That's when my tenant saw me. And he saw me out of my mind. And I looked at him. I saw, my God, I could imagine what I look like right now. I look like a... I lost my mind over
like
here.
He's like a shark. You ever see a shark's eyes? Like eyes of a dog.
You got to say something about me. I don't get mad. I really don't. You know, it takes a lot to get me mad. But when I reach that, when I get to that point... It's it. You know what I mean? It's very bad.
Mr.
Know?
G, you give the same, you do that impression of from the scene from Jaws with regard to everyone.
Yes.
He always is telling you, he looks like the eyes of a doll. The eyes of a doll.
They're eyes of a doll. They're lifeless.
I see.
You look in those eyes and they're lifeless. They go around.
That's like his impression of the month, John.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Jimmy the Bull.
I'm still concerned that Jimmy's making references to cowboys. You know, this Brokeback Mountain thing has really ruined him.
It has. It's completely demoralized him.
It's killed him. He's not the same.
You know, I tell you what it is, John. I actually liked... Heath Ledger, right? I like the guy as an actor. I mean, I loved him in The Patriot. Right. I watched that movie over and over. I loved that movie, you know. Right. When I seen him in the tent, you know, ripping the guy's pants down, it did something to me.
Wait, he did that in the movie? I never saw that movie.
Yeah, he did. They were in the tent. They started beating the shit out of each other. I hate the fact that your son's over here. You know, you're really ruining me over here. You know that, right? And,
he was amazing, so don't worry.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. I'm talking like this in front of a 12-year-old.
No, he knows everything.
Something's wrong over here. All right, anyway, it was a movie. So they get in the tent. They start beating the shit out of each other. And Heath Ledger starts ripping the guy's pants down. And, you know what I mean?
What, did he have a snake bite? He was going to throw the blood out from a snake
It was
bite?
Horrible. The movie won Academy Awards, too, and everything, right?
I don't know. I didn't vote for anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This goes back to, like, what I'm saying about, you know, what this world's all about. I mean, you know, a movie like that gets an Academy Award. There's something wrong with the society, you know? A guy can rip a dude's pants down in the tent and do that there and get Academy Award for it.
People went and watched the movie.
I'm doing
Jimmy.
Something wrong. I'm old fashioned. Maybe I got to step up my shit. That's why I want to do George. Maybe I'll get an Academy Award. You know what I'm saying?
You're certainly not going to get The Biggest Loser if you do that.
You never know, man.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
All right, there's a study that came out, John. I don't know if you read this, about finger length. Now, everyone's going to look at their fingers, I'm sure, all the people listening to when I tell them this. If you look at your hand, your index finger, which is your second finger, and your ring finger, which is your fourth finger, have a certain ratio that's supposed to be consistent. In men, the ring finger should be a little longer than the index finger. Jimmy, why don't you take a look at your hand?
Oh, okay. I didn't know you want me to do it.
Well, I want to make sure you're a real man.
Hold on, yeah. All right, here we go. I'm looking.
Is your index?
You know what's messed up? Both my hands are different. My left hand, my index finger's longer, and in my right hand, my ring finger.
I'm getting confused here. What?
Jimmy can't see his fingers.
You got to extend your fingers and squeeze them together so they all touch each other.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Which is your middle finger? Is your index finger longer than your ring finger? The second or fourth? Which one's bigger?
I think my ring finger is slightly longer.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. That means you're a guy.
Oh, okay. George, do yours.
So what does it mean when I'm one hand different than the other?
George is afraid to check it out.
George, let me see your finger. Let me see your hand, man.
What, which is the ring finger?
Oh, my God, they're even!
No.
They are! What does that mean?
Wait, hold on.
Which is very confused.
Wait a second.
George is fucking... Let me see your finger.
Wait a second. Get your finger. Hold on a second.
No, seriously. Let me see your hand.
Wait a second.
Get it out there.
Wait, which hand is my ring?
Look at that.
Wait.
It's the same fucking
ring. Wait, hold on a second.
I knew it.
Oh, hold on.
Dave, I'm glad you fucking did this shit to me, all right? Because now I know how to do the test,
all right? Wait a second, Jimmy.
This fucking guy.
Wait.
He's seriously off the edge over
here. Jimmy, you're looking at the wrong finger. I have too many glasses.
Just told me to test. Put your fingers out like that.
Wait, like this? Why?
My ring finger is longer than my... Yours are fucking totally even.
No, they're not.
Yeah. They're exactly the same length.
Wait,
that fucking wick. Get out of here.
Wait a second. Which one are you talking about?
It's the same thing. Both hands.
Wait. Look.
Whoa. The ring finger is longer than the index finger, right?
No, this finger is longer than this one.
You got the same exact fucking length over there.
Get a ruler.
It's the same fucking thing. Get out of here.
Let's see his other hand. Let's see your other hand, Mr.
I know it with the wig. Get out of here.
What about that one?
Now you're giving it an angle over there. Oh, fuck. Go straight.
Jimmy.
Straight.
Jimmy, it's not at an angle.
Put the hair straight.
Put the glasses on, Jimmy.
I don't need a fucking glove. Put the hair straight.
Jimmy, look at that.
Oh, you twisted it to the right, so you got a little length on your fuck. Get out of here over here with the fucking wig.
Forget about it.
Jimmy. Yeah, all right, yeah, all right. Your fingers look like arthritis now. Get over here. Put it straight, Tony. Get out of
your
here.
Elbows, man.
Fucking unbelievable. What a test. I got to
remember. What about pick?
Wait, Dave, what is it supposed to be?
The ring finger is supposed to be longer in the
Which
man.
The ring?
What happens when the index finger? One. What happens when the index finger is longer?
It means he's got a lot of
ass. I must be half a girl then, because supposedly on my left hand, my index finger's longer, and on my right hand, my ring finger.
The science is that the androgens in your body are supposed to make the ring finger grow longer.
Everybody be quiet. Dave.
Yes.
The index finger
should be shorter in a man.
Should be shorter than the ring finger.
Because androgens supposedly make the ring finger grow longer.
So the ring finger is shorter than the index finger.
No, the ring finger should be longer.
This is supposed to be complicated.
Yours is longer, Jimmy.
My ring finger is longer than my index finger.
Right, that means you got a lot of androgen.
Let me see yours, Bobby. Now, what the fuck is that? Come on, let me put the hand down.
He's got it right.
See, he's had three glasses of wine so far.
See it, please. Put the fingers together.
You squeeze them together. Straight it out.
What's wrong with you fucking guys over here? Can't you put your hands straight out like a normal son of a bitch? Now, what's the index finger has got to be longer than the ring finger.
No,
right?
The ring finger's got to be longer than the index finger.
I said Bobby's good.
Yeah.
Bobby's good. Let me see his George's son. Hold on.
Sure.
Put the hand out there. Let's see that. You're very young, so we don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if he's developed it, but he's got a very long.
You could develop later on.
He's got a very long index finger. Ring finger.
If the index finger is shorter than the ring finger.
He's good.
Well, according to his hand, he's only how old are you? 12? He's a man.
He's a man.
At his age, he's more of a man than his father because his fucking father's fingers are even.
Oh, wait,
that means you don't know what the fuck you are. You don't know if you're like cock. You don't know if you're like me. You're fucked up. All right? With that fucking wig and shit. Bobby, you're straight. Dave's good.
I'm good.
We got like three men in here. George's son, me and Dave. And Bobby, he's good too. We're four.
Bobby's good too.
But there's another test. If you can straighten
out
your
arm. How does that work on women?
Straighten out your arm.
No, women should have the index finger shorter. So if they have a long ring finger, it means that they're a little manly.
So if the ring finger is a little shorter than the same thing?
In the women, the index finger should be shorter.
Oh, I see.
All right. Okay, so we'll have to check the women later.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. Yeah. Hey, where's the guy with the hacker?
Good day, mate. Oh, he ran out of here. Good day, mate.
John, our guest ran out of the studio, John. Oh, here he comes.
Put your fingers
hold
out.
Hold your hand out, bro.
Put your hand out. Drop it out.
Hey, excuse me. What's your first name again?
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, good day, mate.
That's his first name.
Look, it says on his hat.
Good day, mate's back. All right, let's see your hand, good day, mate. Let's put it out straight.
He's a man. He's all right.
he's good.
So his ring finger is longer than his index finger.
Right, so he's a man.
All right, he's good. All right, you can hang out.
Good day, mate. Yeah, those South Africans.
We're not worried about you.
Thanks, guys. Actually, I'm Greek.
Right.
South African Greek.
That's true.
Yeah, Greek is all right. Yeah. Look, my
continentals. It runs. It's running here.
That means you're good with money.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I thought that was the Jews.
Oh, they are too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Italians could go like two ways. You know, shitty or they're really good. You know,
which one? Are you
I'm doing? Shitty.
What about the Irish? Like Mr. G.
Irish, they blow their money.
That's him.
They do.
And we don't keep good
they
homes.
They blow their money.
Yeah, very messy homes, right? Underwear all over the place. Everything all over the place.
For your case, bras, panties.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy, there's also another study that goes with this finger length study that showed that.
Oh, my God, there's more?
That showed that women are attracted to taller men. Now, they don't have to be they're not attracted to the tallest man, but women are genetically programmed to be attracted to taller men. They think evolutionarily speaking, it could be because, you know, taller men, you know, offer, you know, I guess protection, you know, especially in prehistoric times.
Right.
If that was true, it's amazing that Sean Ray got any ass at all.
Or that Steve Blackman did.
well, Steve Blackman, he only got one.
Who's saying they got ass?
Victor Skloots.
So what's the height ratio? I mean, like, when does a woman start feeling safe? When you're 5'6"?
They say it's not.
5'8"?
Well, they just say that.
I mean, I don't fight her 6 foot. Like, when does she start to get orgasms? 6'2"?
Depends if you're Italian or not.
6'3"?
No, if it goes too, if they're too big, then they don't like them either. There's a certain, ratio they like.
So in between, like, 5'10 and 6'2"?
It depends on how tall they are.
What the study doesn't say is that they didn't discount for Italians. See, if you're Italian, you can be 5'6", and a woman feels good. If you're Irish, you got to be like 6 foot.
Lee Priest or Muggsy Bogues have to say about that?
They got to find short women. Too. Well, Lee Priest always dated short girls, so he was fine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's very eccentric, Lee Priest. So, you know, women get attracted to him because of the tattoos. He's got a little something to offer.
Yeah, but he's never dated tall girls. He's always dated pretty short girls.
Why would he date a tall girl?
I don't know. Why does any guy date a tall girl?
I like tall girls.
Who's that tall fitness chick? Sky somebody? Somebody Sky?
Sky something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like 7 feet tall.
She's like 6'3".
She's tall as hell.
6'3" is nice.
Yeah.
I came up to like the mid chest.
Yeah, she was wearing heels
too. She could rest her boob on my head. She was.
John, you like that? You like tall legs on a chick or short legs?
No, I like short. I like petite women.
You like petite?
Mr. G likes that too, right?
Yeah,
like five.
I like small. Very small.
Yeah, less than 5'5", I like them.
Mr. G actually has a new lady he's interested up in Boston. Is that right, Mr. G?
That's right. I call her Boston Blue. Right, dark hair, blue eyes. I'm going up there this weekend to meet her. But the funny
thing, where'd you meet her? You met her on fitnesssingles.com, right?
Yeah, she said hi.
Good day, mate.
Good day, man.
Wait, I got to tell you a funny story today.
Hello.
George, you're not going to go up there with the wig, are you?
No, she's on.
She'll scare away.
She wants the real Mr. G.
Okay.
All right. So I'm texting her early. I'm going to have a business meeting with Good Day Mate, right? So I go to text her, and I go, thinking about you, 5 minutes before a big business meeting. You know, I have a good feeling about it. You know, you're bringing me good luck, and I put X's and O's, right? So, you know, I'm trying to make her feel good that, you know, since I met her, she's bringing me good luck and stuff, and I think I'm sending her the message, you know, when I put X's and O's, hugs and kisses at the end. And then I get a reply back. Good day, mate. It all will go well. Good day, mate. Time to make big money sometime. I text, good day, mate, that message. And he didn't know what X's and O's were.
Thank God for you. So Jimmy, he is questionable, huh? He's sending fucking loving text messages to guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. He's questionable.
You better give Jimmy another glass of wine.
Let me ask you something. So you're going to go all the way to Boston for a piece of ass?
Jimmy, hold on a second.
Man. What's wrong with here in New York?
New York's good, but I found a girl I really like a lot, man. We made a connection.
Yeah, you know, those long-distance relationships never work out, though.
John knows about those internet relationships.
It's only 3 hours away. It's not that far. It's like driving
3 hours.
Hey,
like
Jimmy.
It's like driving a monster.
Boston is 3 hours from here.
Four and a half.
They're going to be one of us.
I drove to Boston. It's more than
four and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Look, Dave, if you really like the girl and love the girl, you'll be willing to go. I'll be willing to go up there.
So will she send you a picture?
I've been talking to her for the last 5 weeks.
Clothes on, clothes off. Yeah. How far did you go with the pictures? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to go to Boston, the chick's got to have some shit.
She does have, believe me.
All right,
Jimmy.
I mean, she's going to send me her face. I ain't going to Boston. I don't know what's down below that face.
Jimmy,
it could be a tank under there.
She's 5'2".
5'2".
All right. Blue eyes, dark hair. She has a job.
And a hairy back.
Hold on a second.
A hairy back?
Hey, yeah. Listen, Boston Blue.
Wait. How does Bobby know that?
I know Boston Blue. I know Boston Blue.
He knows the girl that you're going
to see. He don't know Boston Blue.
Let me tell you something about Boston Blue. He made love to her last week. To tell him the truth.
This guy's good. This is good. Tell us this.
She already came down. He said to me, Bobby, there's one problem. She's got a hairy back. He says, Bobby, what do? I go, shave it. Shave it back.
Now, you forgot to leave this fact out, right?
He hasn't gone there yet. He hasn't gone to Boston.
You notice how George left this shit out?
He's going there. She came here. Now he's going to go there.
Wait, but hold on.
So she came here with the hairy back like she's a Neanderthal from the fucking Alaska region.
No. Right? Let me tell you something.
He made love to her. So was he like when he was doing a doggy style? Was he hanging out to the hair?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I like the.
You can't bring your son here anymore. What's wrong with you? I mean, come on. I know he's young and shit, but, you know, he'll learn eventually.
You want to know what's wrong with me? Look at my fingers.
I understand. You know, but the kid's young. He's got virgin ears over here. Come on.
Look, I have
but no... telling him shit that he's, you know, in 10 years from now.
I like hairy woman.
Then he takes me to the diner.
Wait.
Actually, hairy women would indicate that they have higher testosterone levels, so she's probably...
Check her fingers.
John.
The finger length, John.
Then she goes to tell us that her mother was a...
your mother's
a Neanderthal.
No.
A really mammoth.
Bubbles! She was Bubbles, right?
Billy Mays, yeah.
Billy Mays.
Okay.
Is she like him?
Hold on a second. All kidding aside.
She's great.
I really love this girl. I really do. And
with all the hair in the back.
Yeah, but you didn't tell.
She's fabulous.
And then she had a CNI dog.
I love her.
She's great.
I shaved her back with my teeth like a fucking lawnmower. I loved every minute of it, right?
Then she goes to tell us about her two aunts, Franny and Ethel.
Is this your wife over here? There's too many people in the studio.
Wait, let me hear about the aunts.
Hold on, what do you hear about the aunts, Jimmy? Quiet.
Then Boston Blue goes to tell us that they went to the diner or something that her aunt's name is Franny and Ethel Farkle. So we're sitting there eating.
What, were they eating crispy?
No, we're sitting there eating in the diner. They're about 60 years old. They're twins. Franny
Farkle?
The Farkle sisters.
Martha?
Franny and Ethel Farkle. So I said, yeah. What the fuck is it? They shave in the back. I mean, they got little hairy chins. You know when they get older?
Yeah, I don't believe a word he said.
The pepper. Yeah, we had pepper on our burgers, but it wasn't.
Right, this
pepper.
Is a family thing.
It was just shaving from the
shaving.
The Farkle.
I swear to God,
I can't believe a word he said. You can't believe a word out of Robbie's mouth.
Get out of here. Now you're making this shit up. Now,
forget
right?
about it, Jimmy.
ready, Mr. D. Jimmy, forget about it.
Quiet down, you guys, for a few seconds here.
Kiss the dog, Dave. Make out with the dog.
All I know is.
Get down the fucking black heel over here.
Yeah, come on.
I want to do half his body.
No more wine for Jimmy. No more wine for Jimmy.
That's just good, man.
It's only his fourth glass.
That fucking White Sox looking better and better every minute.
I fucking come in. He's got a White Sox.
Come on. Get a black heel, please. I'm going to put a black heel on this guy's foot.
Jack, he's got a white sock and two fucking white dogs, and he's telling him we're crazy. Well, he's licking it. He's making out with the dog.
All right, quiet down.
I want to see this foot with a black heel.
Jimmy. Jimmy's humping my leg here. Get out of here.
I'm like a fucking dog in heat.
All right, let's get to the next news item, guys. All right. I don't know if you heard this story, Jimmy, but a mom went up to school because her son was suspended for 3 days, and she got pissed, and so she bit the principal.
Wow.
Yeah, she bit the principal.
She beat the crap out of him.
She beat the crap out of him, too.
Was that George's girlfriend with the hairy back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Actually, that must be related.
And Jimmy, what would you have done if you were the principal?
Boston Blue. What would I have done?
If you were the principal, yeah.
And this parent came into my facility.
And bit you.
Bit me or one of my teachers?
No, bit you and started beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, bit the principal.
I would have took the fucking microphone. I would have smashed all the fucking teeth out.
Like the
I would have been in. I would have called the cops and said, I got some fucking maniac laying over here. No teeth bleeding all over my fucking office. Can you please get it out of here? That's what I would have did. And I would have put a sharp pencil in her hand. This way I look like self-defense. That's what I would have did.
All right.
I don't believe in all that technical bullshit.
No, get right to the heart of the matter.
The righteous kill.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I got one more item before we have to wrap this this.
I got
party
another
up.
Wire coming over here.
Yeah, I know. This is a long one. There's a new survey or whatever you want to call it that came out about the hottest Hollywood women in bikinis of all time.
Mm.
Now, there was about 15 of them. I wrote down a number of them probably that us here in the studio would kind of know of. Now, without anyone looking at the sheet, obviously John has the sheet and I have the sheet. Who do you guys, of all time, Hollywood actresses in bikinis, who is the best? I'm going to go down the row. I'm going to start with Jimmy.
Well, I feel like I have seen a whole shitload of Hollywood women
over
in bikinis,
the years. Who you would know? You say was the best?
I love Angelina Jolie. So I mean,
she was in there. Do you know what movie it was from?
What movie?
Well, come on, give me which. Where'd you like her the best?
Well, there was that movie where she was an assassin, and she came out of the hot tub in that movie. Did you see that movie? When I forget the name of the movie.
It was a Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was the one that they listed.
No, they were assassins. John, you help me out over
Wanted.
Here. It's Wanted, right?
Wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she came out of the hot tub and she was walking. Yeah, she threw the towel in her back. All that was like the sexiest.
Hey, Sean.
She didn't have a bikini on. She was naked, but still, I mean, you know.
Tomb Raider was the one where they wrote it up. But we'll give you. You made the list, okay. Mr. G. Take a guess. Who's your favorite?
Boston Blue.
No, stop it. Okay. Hollywood actresses.
Raquel Welch.
She was on there for 10 million BC.
Yeah, 10 million BC.
Or 1 million BC, whatever.
She's still hot. She's still hot looking.
All right, what about you, good day, mate?
I would say Carmen Electra. I don't know if she's on there.
She was on there. I don't think I wrote it down, but I think she was on there for something.
I'd say she's my favorite.
I think it was like that movie, Scary Movie or something
like that.
Scary Movie. Yeah. Robbie?
I can't remember her name, but the girl that dated Joe DiMaggio?
Marilyn Monroe.
No, she was not on the sheet.
Wow.
Did not make it.
Let's ask Sean. Sean has an answer.
Sean.
Who's your favorite?
Good.
This is a 12-year-old kid now.
Megan Fox.
Nah, she's not old enough to make
the
list.
How about Pamela Anderson?
I thought you were going to say Hannah Montana.
Too young.
All right, I'm going to give you some of my favorites that were on the list, okay?
You didn't tell us the list.
I'm giving you the list. I'm going to read it.
Now you're going to give us the list.
Well, I asked you to see if you can guess who was on the list.
Oh, okay.
You want to come up with another name? Go ahead.
Pamela Anderson.
He's holding back with the sock on.
Who else?
Jennifer Lopez. Come on.
Nah.
Nope. Jeff. Oh, Jeff was gaking against. No way.
How about Uma Thurman?
No, she was not on the list.
How about Jodie Foster?
Does not have a good body.
I'm going to throw one out there for you that I know you're going to say. Oh, how about Bo Derek in 10?
Yeah, at the time, yeah, definitely.
She's on the list.
Halle Berry.
Yeah. Halle Berry, Die Another Day from James Bond.
Halle Berry, yeah.
That's a good one.
She's Demi Moore.
Catwoman.
Demi Moore from Charlie's Angels, correct.
Mr. G's on a roll. Yeah.
Katrina Kitt.
Who?
Katrina Witt.
Katrina Kitt.
Katrina Witt, this guy?
Katarina Witt, the ice skater?
No, Katrina Witt, the Catwoman on the original Batman.
No, she wasn't on there, but I guess she was never in a bikini, so. How about Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia?
Wow.
She's on the list. Who saw the movie with John Cusack called The Sure Thing? Remember that movie?
No, but I like John Cusack, though.
He went out to California. Supposedly he had a sure thing set up. That the whole movie was based on that. Yeah. The girl who was the sure thing was Nicolette Sheridan, actually.
I got to get that movie tonight.
Yeah, that's a great movie. If you never saw that movie, you're going to love that movie. How about, what's the movie? Well, I'm not going to give it away. How about the movie with Denise Richards, Wild Things? You ever see that with Matt Dillon?
That I've seen, yes.
She's on that list.
What about Salma Hayek? She's quite nice. Is she on this list?
She was not on the list. How about Phoebe Cates, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Coming out of the water. Yeah, Remember the jerk-off scene?
Yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah, I bet you are. Anyway, that's the list. So, I'm happy to announce, John, also that we just surpassed the other day 4,000 members on the RX Muscle forums.
Yeah, we did.
Wow. Good going, guys. Good going.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
John, good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Shrimp on the barbie, baby.
And the last news item of the day is Sarah Jessica Parker, Jimmy, is getting advice from a psychic to help save her marriage to Matthew Broderick.
I'm going
to
see a psychic Sunday.
Are you? But not to save your marriage with Carrie, because it's over, right?
Yeah, that's over with, yeah.
But what do you think about that? You think that there's any validity to that?
To psychics?
To go into a psychic to try to save your marriage.
Well, you know, I believe, like, if your marriage is failing and you truly, you know, care about each other, I think any extreme of trying to save your marriage is worthwhile. So I would say, yeah, going to a psychic could definitely help. Because if you and your spouse go to a psychic and you feel what she's saying has a little, you know, a little value to it, it could help. Yeah.
Well, she's going there. Supposedly she brings the couple's clothing there so that the psychic could sprinkle them with good vibes.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I disagree with you, Jimmy. I think that's to do with Satan, satanic things. I think it's just better go to a therapist or something just to speak it up.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, at that point, anything, you know, to save your marriage, whether you believe it or not.
Sure.
You know, right. I'm not saying you follow it or you believe in it, but if you go and the girl says something positive that helps your relationship.
Sure,
exactly. Right.
I know what you
personally
mean.
I think it's the mole on her chin that's killing her. That mole on her chin drives me crazy. I dated a girl once who had a mole on her lip, and I had to break up with her because whenever I would kiss her, my lips would rub against it, and it was grossing me out. I got turned off.
Well, you should if you see. I believe if you care for a girl and she has a mole on her wherever. Yeah, get the hacksaw out. Get the torch.
The only thing that's wrong with Sarah Jessica Parker is her face, hair, and body.
Yeah, the face hair is not that great either. But you could shave her down, right, Jimmy?
Face hair?
No, it's her face, her hair, and her body. Other than those three things, she's fine.
Or a bottle of Merlot.
That's pretty much everything, though, isn't it? Right, John?
Merlot will take care of anything.
That's the point, Jimmy.
It's Merlot.
I tell you the truth, I don't like her at all, man. I think that whole show is fucking retarded. That Sex in the Fucking City bullshit.
We're not talking about the show.
I'm talking about the whole fucking show.
What about her?
She's
though?
In it too. I don't like her.
Jimmy,
I like
if
the
they
fucking
call,
show. I don't like fucking nothing.
If the show called you tomorrow,
fuck her.
If the show called you tomorrow, you'd be on it.
No, if the show called me, what do I like to hit them? Like to be like a hitman for the show or something? Yeah. If they call me up and says, Jimmy, you're going to be like a serial killer, I would definitely do it.
What if they ask you to be a regular on the show?
To do what, though?
I gotta be like a boyfriend of one of the girls.
One of the boyfriends.
Well, it depends what the script is.
Oh, you would turn them down.
It depends what the script is.
You don't have two nickels to rub
like
together.
If I'm like some fucking, like, you some off-the-wall boyfriend, like, I'm out of my mind, I might take the script on. Yeah. I'm going to be like some fag running around, like, get my bag, honey. Do me a favor. When I went home, stop at the deli, get me half and half. Hey, I'm not going to do a part like that.
If Sex in the City called you and said, we want you to put a wig and high heels on, you'd be like, how high are the heels?
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, he's saying, let me borrow your sock.
Borrow my stocking.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back.
All right. Well, it looks like, guys, we're coming to the end of our first hour here of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Anyone have any final words?
Yeah, I have final words for everybody out there. Listen, all you guys out there, what I want to say to you is this.
Oh, not again.
Oh, wait, what do you mean not again? Oh,
go ahead. Good day, mate.
What am I going to do?
Duh. Good day, mate.
What am I going to do?
Duh.
What am I going to do?
Good day, mate.
What am I going to do?
Right, come on, get it out already over here.
Hey, I want to tell all you guys out there that we started this thing with a dream, all right? And we're going to make this thing big. So all you guys out there, don't lose hope with yourself. As long as you got life, there's still hope in your life. And dream your dreams.
Fuck the hope.
All right, we're at the end of our first and hopefully not last episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.